Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today we have Tony Watson, and I'll tell you a little bit about Tony. Tony Watson is a multi-talented singer and songwriter. He's an accomplished musician, playing a variety of music instruments from string to percussion. So let's go ahead and welcome in Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you? I think we have Tony on the line. Hang on. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great, thanks. Thank you so much for joining us today. I was so excited to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Excited to be here.
Excellent. So I was just starting to tell our listeners a little bit about you. So you're a West Virginia native.
Correct.
Excellent. So are you still living in West Virginia, Tony?
No, I probably for the last 22 or 3 years I've lived in the Pittsburgh area.
Really nice. I love the Pittsburgh area.
East Which is Coast. Sort of just across the border from where I grew up.
Right.
I grew up near the University of West Virginia, which is just right on the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh,
so I'm
nice.
A Mason-Dixon boy. It shows in the music at times.
Wow. Awesome. So you are country style, and I understand you've been performing nationally and internationally with both symphonies and rock country bands. So talk to us a little bit about that, Tony.
Yeah, let's go to the symphony. The symphony orchestra was earlier on, in, you know, when I was younger, and I toured with the USA Orchestra, and I was timpanist first chair, and actually I cut my first album in Carnegie Hall with the So I had my first big experience, and, you know, it was pretty outstanding to be, you know, on the stage where so many great people were, and, you know, when you're backstage and looking at all the pictures on the wall, you know, thinking, someday I'll have my picture there. So I've been working on that a long time, trying
oh
to get
God.
Back to Carnegie Hall. Yeah.
Carnegie Hall, that is just huge.
It was totally outstanding. Then we did a concert at John Kennedy Center, and then we went on to Europe for the, you know, for an entire summer, going to, you know, playing at every, you know, all the big cities, London and Brussels and Belgium and, you know, Germany. And so we went all through the Alps and on into Italy. And actually, we gave a performance of the oldest amphitheater in the world in Rome, next to the Colosseum. And it was some of the best sound I ever heard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm playing the timpanis. I have 5 kettle drums. And, that, you know, it's like a unicorn. And I'm standing at this flat rock in the back, you know, the final rock. And I'm thinking, I'm touching it, you know, and I'm thinking, I got to keep rubbing this rock for good luck. And I think it stayed with me. I don't know. It's the last thing I can really remember about the tour is rubbing that rock.
There's
no
my goodness,
space back
I love
there.
It.
None. I was just big enough to fit back there, too.
That must have been so exciting. I mean, I can't even imagine going to all those cities and seeing just all the history and everything, but actually performing.
Yeah, it was great. We had,
wow.
along with the symphony orchestra, traveled with us a band, you know, and, you know, a symphony band. And they played for the chorus. And so if you wanted to, you could sing with the chorus, too. So I did a little bit of that because it was just extra good time. And
oh,
got
my
back
God.
On stage. So, of course, you could, you know. I'm thinking, yeah, okay, it's just kind of out front. I'll take this, too. So, you know, it was that kind of an experience is kind of set the stage for me to show me that, you know, anything's possible if you really try hard.
You know, you're
hard,
absolutely
you know?
Right. I truly believe that. I think if you have, no matter what it is that we all decide to do in our careers, in our lives, I truly believe, and I've said this a million times, if you have the passion and the talent, you can definitely reach your dreams. Don't you agree?
And I agree. And, you know, for all the young people out there listening, yeah, this sounds glamorous, but I can tell you, that from the time I was 8, there wasn't a day that I didn't practice one or 2 hours
mm-hmm.
and practice hard. And, you know, to get to an elevation like that, you know, early on in life, anybody can achieve it if you really want it. And if you're talented, you should use it. Get plenty of lessons, go for it. You know, that's something that I've always done. I can't remember not taking lessons of some sort. Whole life.
You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think, you know, when you just have that passion and you know, I think a lot of artists really do know at a young age, you know. I've talked to so many artists and they're like, I knew at 6 years old, you know, when I was... My mom
absolutely
made me take piano lessons, but she knew I was going to be good, and it turned out that, wow, you know, like you just said, Carnegie Hall and Europe, and that's outstanding.
Yeah. And so, actually, I started playing string instruments when I was 2 for, you know, like dentine chewing gum and candy, and I would sing and dance and had a little act going. And so there was nothing anybody could really do to shut me down. Whole life of just give me a person or two. I'm okay with that. You know
that's just work.
One
right?
set of ears. Yeah. Crowd of 1 or 10,000, you know, whatever we can get. 10,000 is better, but 1 is great.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many instruments do you play, Tony?
Of course, I'm a drummer and I play drum, you know, the drum kits, and I play guitar. And I have, you know, various instruments, ukulele, a banjo, a mandolin, you know, different instruments. And I have them for studio use and recently just added a standing bass.
Wow.
A 1955 American Standard. I've been looking for it for my whole life.
Oh, my
It made
God.
It to my studio. Yeah.
Wow.
I have a new family member. It's exciting.
That is very exciting.
Yeah, and so I write mainly with, and I fiddle with the keyboard, and you know, and I play harps for people, the harmonica. And
I
so
love
in a lot
that.
Of my music, you'll hear the harmonica part, but you know, I do all my own harmonica mm-hmm. work too. And so my latest song out on rock, which I also do, doing the best. It's country rock. It's
mm-hmm.
doing really well. And on that, I was fortunate enough to be working with Bill McDermott as my, he did all of my work for me down in Nashville. Anyway, I've been my own producer. I was searching for work. But he's my producer this time, which is the first time I had a producer other than myself. I was
mm-hmm.
co-producer. And Bill does a lot of work for Big Machine and, you know, just everybody, Sony. And he wanted to work with me, which is another blessing. And he also had a lot of great artists he signed up, you know. So I can't name names, but, you know, they play for big-name people in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I had one of Reba's fiddle players, and it just went on and on. The list was like amazed. And so I've written a new song called You Don't Know How Much I Love You, and that's on the agenda for the new work coming up. And so I'm going back to work with Bill on that, and I'm excited, really excited about that first of the year.
Wow. Sounds excellent. And then My Still Small Voice, that's a very special song written by you.
Yeah.
And I understand that that's a way to bring public attention to the plight of homelessness in America, and that was just released Wow, just a couple days ago on November 29th worldwide, right?
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
It's doing very well and getting great reviews. And I think, I'm sure you've listened to the song and watched the video.
Absolutely.
Once people watch the video, they get a tissue the second time. And you have to prepare yourself for that song because the plight of the homeless. And, you know, just on some prayer chains this morning, you know,
mm-hmm.
the fact that people still, women still are abused with children, no place to go. It's one of my other subjects that I'm working on, you know, to help. And so we're focusing in not just on the homeless and hungry, but displaced, abused, anybody we can help with this song is our goal.
Oh,
and that's what the song's
Tony,
about,
awesome.
If you listen to it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if you listen to the song, it's every bit of talking about those things and how can we help these people. Like, I'm asking everybody listening today, go out, please, just for an hour or two, you know, find a, you know, a pot to put some money into or get somebody something to eat, just a little something. Because if we
exactly.
all did that, we would definitely make a difference.
You know, we would make a huge difference. And these issues that our society has and these problems, they're huge. And in America, we shouldn't have that. You know what I mean?
No.
It shouldn't be a subject that we even need to address or talk about because this is the United States of America and we should not have these problems. And I think that it's just getting worse and worse. And whatever any of us can do, like you said, Tony, you know, when you're out this afternoon or this evening or during the week, you know, you see somebody, you know, hey, let me help you out. And not be just because it's a holiday, it's just because I want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months ago, I was actually cleaning out a couple of my cupboards and making some more room and doing this and doing that. And I found a bunch of, you know, canned food that I always look at the expiration dates for myself and my family, but I was cleaning it out, and I looked at all the expiration dates, and they were years down the road or whatever. So I filled up a whole box with
Amazing.
Just canned good and foods, and then I went to my freezer. I had some extra loaves of bread and, you know, some lunch meat I really probably wasn't going to use, double-checked everything, and I had seen this homeless guy with a dog, so I stopped at the place to get a dog. Exactly. Got some dog food for him and gave him a box
Aww.
For him and his dog, and I felt really good, and it probably made his day.
Oh, that's so cool. That's the stories we're looking for. That's exactly
right.
It. And we all have it in us, you know, and I could ask everybody who's listening, please go to Shine On Records at shineonrecords.com. ShineOnRecords.com, and you can go to the music venue, click on that, and my song will pop up. You can click on that and buy it, and the proceeds were targeting for the things that we've been talking about.
Tony,
and
that's
so,
fantastic.
Yeah. So we're hoping that people will buy the song because we can move the proceeds to help other people, and which has always been the goal of that
right.
song. That song... when I wrote it, can I tell you a little bit about the song?
Oh, my gosh, that would be fantastic. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Also, I donate my musical talents to a worship team, praise and worship team at Water Dam in
okay.
south of Pittsburgh. Hey, Water Dam. Anyway, great, you know, kind of a rock praise and worship team, and you know, we're really moving with the music, and the pastor really gives great messages, and he's just like your friend next door sort of guy, and his message is like, when you're on the praise and worship team, you get to go through both sermons, of course. So we start working at about 5:30 in the morning to prepare for you know, the day, and the job that you signed up for is important because it could be the people you reach through music. And
right.
so it's a big responsibility. It's huge. And we take it that way, and we work hard at it that way, that we're representing the church as well when we're up there. And so a lot of times that, you know, that's what reaches people, music. It moves
right.
people. And it opens their pathway to listen to what, you know, the Pastor Jack has to say. And so he was preaching that day, this particular day that I wrote the song, about, you know, giving somebody a hand, help somebody out if you can. And
right.
so, anyway, actually, I recorded that song, too, was done by Leonard Skinner, Help Somebody. But anyway, I'm listening to the sermon, and I'm making notes. And by the time the second sermon was, I had a page full of notes that made the song, and I could hear the melody. And by 2:00 that afternoon, the song that you hear now is the song that I had written that quick.
Oh my
and
God.
Within, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, we had it recorded. We went straight away I work with a studio in L.A., and so I also get great musicians there who are TV, movies, you know, late night show type.
Right.
You know, great, great players. And during the day, they work, they sign up for any time I'm doing a song, they'll be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that backing singers and all. So you'll notice that when you hear my music, great backing singers, great strings, great, you know, great chord, string quartet. Anyway, working with an orchestrator and all that, as simple as this song sounds, it's still deep and complicated on the music side of things, which comes from my symphony training. I only hear think big because the score in a symphony is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think big like that. So anyway, by 2 o'clock I have this song, and I'm working with my co-producer the very next day, and I recorded it that night in my studio. And I sent it to my co-producer, and she's like, "Wow, what? Where did this one come from?" I said, "Just yesterday." It's like, I can't keep up with you. Anyway,
oh my God.
That's the way the stories go, you know. It's like, how do you come up with this stuff? She's also a songwriter and, you know, went to Berkeley. And so, you know, I get this hillbilly guy who doesn't really think there's any limits to whatever is out there. Because you've been working in music so long, you know it's possible on any given day that good stuff can happen.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen with your guitar in a case or your piano covered up. It happens when you're playing. So, you know, for those people out there who want to write or really do something, you know, don't be afraid to go for it, you know. Write. You might be surprised.
You know, you're absolutely
out.
Right. You got to get yourself out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
be your best advocate.
All right. Paper. You can whistle. You can whistle or hum it, you know.
Right.
Acapella, you can write a song. Don't need an instrument. So
you are
that's
so
my advice
talented.
To people. That's my advice to people. And so came the song, My Still Small Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the video is a video that I did myself, which
wow.
still amazes me.
Right?
I didn't know I could do that. I just tried to.
Wow.
I thought no one else could put this together but me. And
right.
so I just, you know, I had to have the pictures in a certain place. And, you know, this was not the kind of video that you go out and hire actors to be homeless
mm-hmm.
people. And it just didn't seem right, you know, at all. And I thought about it and prayed about it. And I was like, you know, the message I'm getting is you do it. This is your thing I gave you. You do it. You do it, and that's all there is to it. And so I did the video, too, which was huge experience.
That's amazing.
When it was done, I sat there and cried like a baby. I was like,
oh, good
song.
For you,
I
though.
I shouldn't cry anymore. Yeah. Anyway, sorry to go on, but it's a good story.
No, I think that's fantastic. I love your message, and I love your music.
I really just
think you're amazing. And let me ask you a question. What do you think of social media today?
I love social media.
Awesome.
It's hard work. It's,
mm-hmm.
Once again, this is not easy work because there's a lot of things in social media that only you as the artist can pull out of it.
That's right.
And so, yeah, I suppose I could hire somebody to take care of it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one person, social media friend of mine, probably wouldn't mind me saying it because I'm making a good point here. Taylor Swift, look at how much she generates in social media on her own still to this
on
day.
On her own. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she sent me some pictures from
that's so true.
New Zealand this morning. She's on tour there. Took time to make sure that her friends on Facebook, which is one, I'm one of them, somehow or other. I'm not even sure how that happened, but it did. And it's, we've been friends for quite a long time. And she'll send me stuff to send out, you know.
Oh.
And so you, my point is, it's good to be active in social media if you're
mm-hmm.
out there and you're thinking about being an aspired artist, singer, songwriter, actress, actor. You know, don't be afraid to you know, talk to the people, because they really want that, you know. They want to be part of what it is you're doing.
That's right, and they appreciate that it's you,
right?
You know, and not
exactly
someone that you might have hired. And it's great to have someone, you know, when you're on tour and when you're busy and when you're traveling,
sure,
and when you have family stuff, you know, to have someone get on there and maybe, you know, put your music out there here and there. But when
mm-hmm
it's you behind the computer screen and people know it and they love it, and they're like, hey, I've been
right
listening to this guy for years and years, and I just thought I'd tell him how much this song meant to me, and oh my God, he wrote me back, and people just love that, and I think it's very cool.
If you know, there have been cases where, you know, the challenge children, I have a bit of a ministry going there, and
mm-hmm
they love music, and so I can bundle up enough music to get it to them, and you'd be amazed at how they respond. I mean, a simple song, you know, and if you look at some of my Facebook stuff, you'll see some videos like that that, you know, the caretakers took of them listening to my music. And every time I watch it, it's just, I'm thinking, well, that makes a difference. That matters.
It matters.
And you talked about what matters. You asked me what matters. And
right,
I'm telling you, this is what matters. Everybody needs a little hand, you know, a little tension.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it personally, too, that they, you know. So once that happens, I try to get out some signed autograph stuff.
Oh, nice.
You know. Anything you can do like that to make their life better than, you know, when we wake up and we get ready to go to work or whatever it is we're doing, we have this huge advantage of being able to communicate, being able to put your own socks on, being able to brush
right
your teeth, shave for me, you know, comb your hair.
Yeah.
But some people can't do that. They can't, you know,
right,
not capable. And so I like to help those people too, and these are some of the people we're also talking about. There's lots of people who are in need, and so I like to remind people to go to Shine On Records and buy that record for the people, because it's a good thing we're trying to do.
It's truly helping people. It's truly, truly
yes
helping people, and we can all just give a little bit, and it'll make a huge difference, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, Tony, it's been so awesome to meet you and to speak with you. And before I let you go, I would like you to let everyone know where they can find you online.
Well, the Shine On Records has an artist spot for me there. That's
okay
a good place to go today because of what we're talking about and what
right
we're trying to accomplish. Take a look at the news articles. Click on the menu, which is up in the left-hand corner, like a stamp on a postcard.
Okay.
Click on that and pull down the menu, and definitely please go look at the you know, the current news, and take a look at the excitement that we are generating with this song and the true feelings that it's bringing out to people. One guy in London, you know, was reviewing the song, who, well, you can even read there. He said, my general response is to tear people up, chew them up, and spit them out. Until I listened to Tony Watson's song, My Still Small Voice, and then I had to get a tissue and start,
oh my goodness,
you know, trying to reel myself in from the emotions that the song put down on me. And
absolutely,
you know, what a compliment from somebody who's normally looking for something wrong.
Right.
You know? And he didn't. I appreciate the fact that he listened to the song. Period. But the fact that I made it safely through the meat grinder is a pretty cool thing.
That's really
so
cool.
Yeah, and probably made another friend along the way. You know, he'll follow me.
There you go.
Stuff,
there you go. You never know, right?
And then we have, I have a lot of music. You know, there's probably 16 or more songs posted on my Star One. I'm a member of Star One Records.
Okay.
And that is star, the number one, the numeral one,
okay,
ENT.com. And you can just do /Tony-Watson, and that'll just take you right to my page on Star One. And there you'll see that I'm a CMT artist, and you'll see that I have some Vivo YouTube videos. And also, you can click on YouTube videos and my Still Small Voice is there. It'll take you straight to the YouTube video, which is a good way to go there. Because on the way, you can go in and buy some more of my music that's just listed there, and you know that it's going to go to good causes. If it isn't set up to go to causes, you can bet that I'm working on causes. And I have a lot of ministries that I do, and one of them I did last night was to make sure that people and young adults have instruments to use to play.
Nice.
So last night I got to give my first Christmas gift away to a young lady. I gave her a snare drum.
Oh, Tony, that's so awesome.
And so I've given guitars away and amplifiers away and, you know, whatever I can get my hands on to pass on to keep people playing and teach them how to play and to get them to sing and write and, you know, trying to keep it going. So it's another little ministry
great.
On the side there that I got to experience it last night. And I can tell you, it made my Christmas already. I mean, it was totally amazing.
Oh, my God.
To be able to give anything. You know, so I rescue instruments and I fix them up and make sure that people play. That's another thing that I'm working on. And then in closing, if I could say one more thing.
Oh,
I was blessed this year 3 weeks ago by the Artist Music Guild. And they have the Heritage Award once a year. And I am now the official recipient of the Music Video of the Year for my song Down the Interstate.
Wow.
So you
Tony,
can also
congratulations.
Pick that up. Thank you. It's set right
oh, my
here
God,
next
that's
to
so
me
exciting.
So I can touch it.
That's
sure it's
great.
Still real. Yeah.
Well, a huge congratulations to you, Tony. You
thank
are
you.
Just an amazing artist and a fine human being, and I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for what you do and your beautiful music and your message.
Thank
and
you.
I want everybody to go to Shine On Records and go look up our new friend, Tony Watson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Come
back
again
soon.
Could I give one more shout-out?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Our CEO, Laura Patterson, who keeps all this stuff put together for Shine On Records. She's brilliant. And Star One Records. And a special yell-out to Michael Stover at MTS Management Group, who's doing a great job of helping us out and getting us to people like you.
He's fantastic.
Now, he's a great guy. And
he is.
He would tell you to go to Tony's Facebook site, I'm sure. So that's the other last thing I could say to you is come on over and be a friend, and you can see what's
absolutely.
Going on all the time.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll definitely hop on over there, Tony. Well, thank
cool.
you so very much.
Thanks.
I hope you have a great day and a great week. It's been a beautiful Sunday, and it's been so much fun talking with you.
Awesome. Great.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks, Tony, and Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. So that was Tony Watson, everybody. And be sure to look him up. That's Tony Watson, and you can go right to Shine On Records. So I'd like to thank Tony again. He's just an awesome human being and a really fantastic artist. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. Appreciate that, and thanks for visiting us in the chat room. I hope everyone goes and makes it the best Sunday ever. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.